Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
How much money is too much money for a church to have? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. There was an article that came out by the Washington Post on December 17th, 2019, right before Christmas. The headline was, Mormon Church has misled members on $100 billion tax-exempt investment fund, whistleblower alleges. And naturally, what this article did was to bring attention once again to the wealth of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, there's a lot of things in this article that I have to admit, Eric, I don't agree with. And I think we're probably going to run a risk with what we're about to say in this show and shows following. Because I'm sure some are going to say, well, you're siding with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And some are going to say, well, you're being too hard on The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So I don't know if we're really going to win on this. But there were a lot of things in this article that troubled me personally. And folks, you know me. I am a very strong critic of the LDS Church. Theologically, I have always maintained that the church is teaching false doctrine, has false prophets at the head, and do a lot of things that I think that are unbiblical theologically. But this makes some accusations that I am cautioning even my Christian brethren. Be careful. Don't jump on the secular bandwagon without going through all of the facts.
Well, I think what you're saying then, Bill, is the knife cuts both ways. And so if you're going to be saying that the church ought to be taxed and they lose their tax-exempt status, well, what is that going to mean to the many millions of Christians around the United States who are going to churches that would also be affected if you're going to get rid of the tax-exempt status for the church when they haven't done anything wrong, as we're going to see, as far as legality? Now, the morality of it's a whole different issue, but as far as the legality, they haven't done anything wrong, although this is what this whistleblower is alleging.
I think you make an excellent point, Eric, because though there's no evidence to show that the church has done anything illegal in order to accrue this amount that they're being accused of having, you mentioned the moral aspect of it, or let's say the ethical aspect of it. Now, that becomes more subjective. And this is where I'm cautioning our brethren to be very careful, because when you see numbers like this thrown out, it becomes shocking. And I'm sure this article is meant to shock. But let's look carefully at what it has to say, and I hope that we can convince our fellow Christians at least to be more cautious and maybe even understanding. And like I said earlier, we're going to run the risk of some of those who support what we do here as being sympathetic to the Mormon Church. I just want to be fair. That's all I want to be. And I think we have a pretty good history over 40 years of trying to be very fair when it comes to the LDS Church, even though we may disagree with them theologically.
Now, this article was printed on December 17, 2019 in the Washington Post. It was immediately picked up by newspapers all over, probably the world, is certainly the United States, and the Salt Lake Tribune had it on the front page the next morning after as well. So this is an article that has shockwaves that go all the way through the whole entire United States. Everybody has seen this, and perhaps there are some people who read the headline that you mentioned, Mormon Church has misled members on $100 billion tax-exempt investment fund, and said, there you go, and the church is wrong. But they do have in there, comma, whistleblower alleges. So we're going to look at this article. We're going to see what the whistleblower is alleging. We're going to see if he is accurate in this and if the IRS should take action or not. This is how it starts in the lead. A former investment manager alleges in a whistleblower complaint to the Internal Revenue Service that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has amassed about $100 billion in accounts intended for charitable purposes, according to a copy of the complaint obtained by the Washington Post.
Now, let's stop right there, because when this whistleblower alleges that this money is intended for charitable purposes, when you start a church or even a nonprofit religious corporation, the money is not designated just for charitable purposes that comes in. The money is going to be used to run the operation. Now, some of it may go to charitable purposes, and if the church clearly stated that this $100 billion that they are talking about was earmarked just for charitable purposes, and they can prove that it didn't, then maybe they have a case. But a church can really do whatever it wants with the funds. But the church has basically the last say on this.
The article continues, the confidential document received by the IRS on November 21st, 2019, accuses church leaders of misleading members and possibly breaching federal tax rules by stockpiling their surplus donations instead of using them for charitable works. It also accuses church leaders of using the tax-exempt donations to prop up a pair of businesses. The church did not respond to detailed questions from the Post about the complaint and said in a statement Monday that it does not discuss specific financial transactions. On Tuesday, after the first version of the story was published, the church said it takes seriously its responsibility to care for members' donations.
We should also mention that since this was published on December 17th, the church has come out with an official response. On their newsroom website page, there were links to three videos giving an explanation of how the church does things. But we don't want to get ahead of the story here. We want to go through this and try to gather what these accusations really are, at least in the mind of the whistleblower.
According to a statement attributed to the church's first presidency, its governing body, quote, claims being currently circulated are based on a narrow perspective and limited information. The church complies with all applicable law governing our donations, investments, taxes, and reserves, end quote.
Let me stop you there, because many times people will assume, because let's say a church has accumulated a large amount of money, and I'm going to admit $100 billion is a lot of money, but this is a huge corporation as well. I mean, it has 16 million plus members at the time of this recording. And so certainly it's got vast holdings, not only liquid assets, but it also has real estate assets that probably couldn't be sold that quickly anyway. Let's say, for instance, let's say they were going to sell the property that a temple lies on. Well, no one's going to buy the property for the building, the temple, because it's not functional for anything else but what the Mormons built it for. That naturally would have to be raised. They would have to tear it down. That causes expense. That's not something that's liquid. This is talking about some liquid assets. But when it says the church complies with all applicable law governing our donations, investment, taxes, and reserves, if you don't like the LDS church, as I'm sure the whistleblower does not, you can jump to the conclusion that they must be doing something underhanded. And as a Christian, I think it behooves us to prove all things and hold fast to that which is true. Let's not let our emotions jump ahead of us. If they are doing everything according to the law, then there may be something wrong with the law, but there's not something wrong with, let's say, the LDS Church if it's complying with the law. And I think we need to be careful about that.
The article goes on to say, the complaint provides a window into the closely held finances of one of the nation's most visible religious organizations based in Salt Lake City. It details a church fortune far exceeding past estimates and encompassing stocks, bonds, and cash. The complaint was filed by David A. Nielsen, a 41-year-old Mormon who worked until September as a senior portfolio manager at the church's investment division, a company named Ensign Peak Advisors that is based near the church's headquarters.
Now, we should mention that Ensign Peak Advisors is a subsidiary of the LDS Church. And this article brings that out. It says that Ensign Peak is registered with authorities as a supporting organization and integrated auxiliary of the Mormon Church. This permits it to operate as a nonprofit and to make money largely free from U.S. taxes. And that's true. That's not just for the LDS Church. Any nonprofit can take advantage of those tax laws and do the same thing if they had the ability to do so. The LDS Church, let's be honest, it has the ability to do so, and it has done so.
Bill, we had never heard of Ensign Peak Advisors before until this article came out, so I decided to call the company just to find out what they were all about, because we saw on the internet that it has a total holding of $124 billion.
And that came out in an interview with a former Mormon by the name of Bill Reel. He was on a podcast, and he mentioned that and had a reference to it. So that's how that came about and was made more public. I don't know if most people even knew that that information was on there. It wasn't an Ensign Peak website either. It was some other website that did say they had total assets of $124 billion. Now, we should make it clear, we're not sure what all those assets are. The whistleblower only uses the number $100 billion.
He actually uses between $99 billion and $101 billion. So everybody's averaging it out to about $100 billion. But he's very specific as to what the number would be.
And so when you see $124 billion on this website being attributed to Ensign Peak, we have to assume, if this whistleblower is trying to be precise, that whatever is above and beyond the number he is stipulating is probably investments from someone else, maybe, or something else. We don't know.
It would have to be within the church, though. So whether the church employees are allowed to put into a 401B or whatever the program might be, we don't know about that other $24 billion. So we're going to use the $100 billion. But I did ask them if they did take investments from anybody else, and they said no. They work solely for the church. So this is, as you said, a subsidiary of the church itself. The article continues, nonprofit organizations, including religious groups, are exempted in the United States from paying taxes on their income. The exemption requires that Ensign operate exclusively for religious, educational, or other charitable purposes, a condition that Nielsen says the firm has not met.
But in the article, all it really mentioned was charitable purposes, and that seemed to be the primary complaint of Nielsen. And you can see here, I think this sentence is being quite open and honest, operate exclusively for religious, educational, or other charitable purposes. So in tomorrow's show, we're going to continue looking at this complaint made by this whistleblower and try to better understand what this complaint is really all about.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry.